Good.
Okay, so if you could, can you just start by saying your name and what you do for a living and where we are right now?
Okay, Marcy Dermansky. I'm a writer, and we're at the Athens Cafe on 30th Avenue.
Okay, thank you. Right. So I know that you've written two novels. Mm-hmm. What's your process for writing a novel, sort of both more broadly in terms of, you know, you plan it, do you let it write itself, but then also daily, how do you write during the days?
Mm-hmm. I don't plan my novels all that much. I don't write with an outline. I just work really hard for a long period of time and just write what comes into my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have a daily writing schedule and a writing office and a plan, and since I have, I'm a 17-month-old daughter, and I don't really have a process right now, but I'm hoping to get back to one.
So you write whenever she's asleep.
Yeah, naps, or like if I have a lot of energy at night when she's asleep, I might write at night, but I don't do anything on a regular basis anymore.
And then your most recent novel, Bad Marie.
Yeah.
One of the characters, other than the nanny Marie, was a 2-year-old. And yet you wrote that before you had a baby.
Yeah.
You've been surprised? Like, if you now were writing again, having had one, were there any sort of surprises?
I know, it's a good question. I think about that. And so far, I feel like I haven't done anything all that wrong.
Right.
I think maybe if I were writing it now, I might not feel as much sympathy towards the Marie character because she does something so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think I'd be pleased. I get people make jokes about my babysitters running off with Nina.
And you don't find them so funny.
Well, no. So I think, you know, maybe it would have been harder to write her if I had had a little child of my own.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
But otherwise, like, when I read it, I think it still feels okay to me, the story itself. But I think my feelings towards her might be different.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of, like, mothers, my friends with little babies, read that book, and it makes them uncomfortable. Yeah.
Which is maybe why it's successful, in a way. I think, you know, books make people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, well, how do you define success, and what for you is a measure of a novel having worked?
Well, getting published is definitely, success. That's a good question. I think it's just when you get to the end of a novel, if you read anybody's book, not just mine, if the end works for you, if you read it and you're like, oh, and you just feel sort of like, that's
satisfying,
right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes I like to make people cry with my work. So that's always like the best thing you can do.
You know that they're engaged.
Yeah.
And how do you sort of see place in your work? I know you've written a bit about New York. Have you written about Queens and Astoria at all? Does it come into your work?
So far, the only... There's an anthology coming out called The Forgotten Borough, which would be great if you could mention.
Definitely.
It comes out in February. And it's the first time I wrote about Queens. And I actually set the short story in a place called Cafe Bar, which is on 34th Avenue. And it's a place that I love. And so when I had to write about Queens, I just put it in a place that I go to all of the time. But I think a lot of times with fiction, you write about a place after you've left it, you know. So I'll probably end up writing about Queens when I live somewhere else. Yeah, I think that happens.
How long have you lived in Astoria?
I've lived in Astoria for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I didn't know that I would be here for this long. I sort of, you know, came to New York and people said, move to Queens. It's happening and it's cheap and we liked it. And we've stayed and we've moved a couple of times.
Within it. Where did you live? Where were you brought up?
I was brought up in Englewood, New Jersey. So not very far from here. But I haven't been in the New York area my whole life. I lived in San Francisco, and I lived in New Orleans, and then came home. That's what happened. Oh, I actually lived very briefly in the Dominican Republic.
And so, Dominican American.
No, he's German. Oh, yeah, I know yours is, right? I thought that's interesting. My husband's German, and so we go there a little bit. But now we've been here.
Yeah. And what were you doing when you were in DR?
My husband had a job translating for a funny company, a little startup translating company, and I just wrote, and I had, you know, a year of not working, which was really nice. Yeah. And I worked on a book while I was there. I went swimming.
And alongside writing your books, do you do other
mm-hmm.
projects?
Yeah. I work as an editor these days, and so I edit people's manuscripts, like short stories and novels, and I'm I love doing that kind of work, and I can do it at my own time and work from home. So it's like perfect for having a baby. And I've been doing that for a couple of years now. And I also write film reviews for a website.
Busy.
I am really busy with Nina, and so, yeah. It's juggling. And sometimes it seems like it would be so much easier if I could just have a job and go.
Or it's defined. And
yeah. Like working from home and having a baby means not working.
And distractions.
Yeah. So I'm still playing around with that. Hi. We're making a nice mess, I think.
What
do you got?
In terms of the writing process itself, what's the easiest thing for you? What comes easiest? And what do you struggle most with?
I think the first idea is always the biggest struggle. Like, what do I want to write about? That's really tricky for me. And what I write like about writing novels is that they're long. And so once you have an idea, you can just write for a couple hundred pages. And so every day when you start working, you have this book and you keep writing it. And with short stories, you finish them so quickly that you need to have the next idea. Mm-hmm. My saddest period in time in a writer is when I finish a novel.
And you wait.
Because to start a new novel is just, like, very daunting to me.
So where do the ideas come from? Do they just come into your head one day?
They just come. I don't believe in inspiration the way some people do. I don't have, like, a gazillion ideas. I have to just sit in front of my computer and have nothing and just force myself to work, and then an idea will come. But I don't usually start with an idea, like, raring to go. I just have to force it.
Well, I'm jumping between writing and Queens, but that's actually no
problem. Yeah, okay, you can do it, and then you can put this together however you
exactly.
want. Yeah.
If you were going to define, if you were going to come up with, let's say, three words to describe a story, or it could be phrases, words, whatever, how would you describe it? That's putting you on the spot a bit.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I can't do three words. Can I do three words? Yeah.
Or one.
See, that's the thing, you have to be clever on the spot. We're still working, we're getting edited out, Nina.
It's tricky, isn't it?
It's kind of community.
Community.
Yeah. I mean, I've really liked it since having a baby. I didn't know how much, like, I've grown to like Queens Astoria more since having Nina than before, which you wouldn't expect. Yeah,
because
it's just suddenly I know my neighbors a lot more, and I keep, like, mothers with strollers. Like, I've met a lot of people, and people are just so warm and helpful, I feel like.
I found that definitely as well, which is somehow goes against the impression that some people have of New
York. And it's not, I mean, it doesn't have great... Well, there's the Astoria Park, which is beautiful, but that's actually a little too far away for us. So it's not... But it's been good. It's been nice.
And it's a good place to
live. I think it's a nice place to live. I didn't give you three words.
No, or, well, that's all right.
That could be our criteria, like if I could come up with them.
Okay, if you want to know. Or if you think of any,
I mean, the restaurants are great.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people are interesting. Mm-hmm. And the rents are really good.
And the rents are good, which is one reason why I think a lot of people, and you people are moving into the area.
It's a good reason, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, especially getting up in New York City.
Mm-hmm. We live on the top floor of the house, you know, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The second part of the previous question, the easiest bit of writing for you, so the hardest part you said was coming up with stories, but which sort of aspect of...
Oh, kabunk, did you fall?
Are you all right?
What's the easiest aspect?
The bit that you sort of enjoy, that you sort of don't even think about while you're doing it.
I love it when my characters just do something, like, and I don't know it, like in Bad Marie... She goes to Paris, and I didn't know she was going to do that until she does it. Yeah, my characters start making decisions without my planning it, because I don't plan. And so it's really fun, because they become these creatures in your head that do things. And so, like, my stories entertain myself as I write them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sometimes I get upset while I write them when bad things happen, but I really sort of, like, go through it.
And life of their own.
Yeah, and it's fun. That's really fun. I love that.
And
I like what they say.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And finally, well, you mentioned the anthology of short stories. You have another novel in you at the moment you're working on, or you, that you would want to talk about? You don't want to talk about it. We'll keep our eyes open for it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Annabelle.
Thanks.